And it's time for Let's Talk. Time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Man who never has to worry about the winds. Police Chief, Grinnell Police Chief Dennis Riley.
I don't need any glue in my hair.
There you go. Good morning, Chief.
And unfortunately, I don't need rocks in my pockets either. So.
Did you have a good holidays?
Very nice.
You went back home to...
I did. I went out to...
Out to the Jersey.
The Garden State.
Yeah.
I did.
It is lovely. And I mean, a lot of people give Jersey a hard time, but they're beautiful. It's a beautiful. You know, stay away from Bayonne and you're in good shape.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you fly into Newark or...
Yeah.
And so, and with no disrespect to the residents of Essex County, as you go west and south in New Jersey, they don't call it the Garden State for nothing.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Yes.
It really is. Very nice.
No doubt.
All right, Bud, we had good safe times and you're back now, ready to hit it and get going again.
I'm back.
Yeah. So 2018, how was the year in policing?
So I'm working on my annual report, and it looks like we had, well, doesn't look like, I knew we had another, you know, pretty busy year. You know, I've said it before that our officers, we live in a great town, but there's plenty of activity for our officers to deal with, and it's looking like 2018 was no exception. I know our case investigations were up a little bit. Our total calls for service were down just a little bit. I mean, quite frankly, I think it's statistically insignificant. But the calls for service were down just a little bit, but a busy year.
Okay, good. No major, I don't remember if there was ever any really major news, police events. Was there any shooting?
No. We had our robbery at Walmart.
A robbery and Bill's Jewelry.
We had Bill's Jewelers, and hopefully we'll be finishing Bill's up shortly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep.
We'll await the press release.
More to come on that.
We'll await the press release from you. Then,
more to wait on that, but good police work.
Yeah.
So
most of the stuff is, you know, domestic. I think your biggest, would you say it's domestic calls?
Well, I think the disturbance calls are big. We have a lot of property crimes, certainly more than I'd like to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, property crimes, disturbance type calls are pretty common for us, and it doesn't matter time of day, day or week. But they're pretty consistent.
Okay. So if you see something, say something. You know, that's pretty much the way to know. And I did this, and you know, as it turned out, it was absolutely nothing. But I wasn't sure. I didn't know what to do.
Give us a call.
You know,
we'll check it out.
I saw a guy unconscious in a car. I thought, well, this may be something. I don't know.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was a cold day, and then shouldn't have a window down.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. And as always, you know, some crime prevention tips, and it'll be in my annual report again about, you know, not opening yourself up to be a victim.
Yeah. When does that report come out?
Hopefully, the end of the month.
When you're done with it,
we'll see we'll see what else gets thrown in front of me to deal with. But it's also budget time. I've got budget meetings coming up, so I've got to get ready for that. So, but hopefully by the end of the month, I'll have the annual sewn up.
So you got a new police officer starting?
We do. Dalton Kies, a local young man, started on December 26th. He started the academy last Thursday, so he'll be there until graduation is April 19th.
So is he strictly at the academy, and then he gets on?
As I explained to him before he left for the academy, his sole focus between now and April 19th is the academy. He doesn't have to worry about anything else. He just needs to focus on the academy. Once he's done with the academy, he'll come back and start his field training.
And field training with an officer, and ride around with an officer.
Yeah, our field training program is 13 weeks, and he'll ride around actually with a couple field training officers. And we've got a field training manual that is down to the week in terms of what the officers need to accomplish, and There are daily observation reports that the field training officer has to complete on a daily basis, and then there's a biweekly report that the field training officer has to submit to the coordinator of field training. I would say it's a relatively intense program. It was a couple years ago, but field training is, while we make adjustments here and there, what we call the San Jose model in field training, it's been in existence for 30 plus years. And so it's for the new officer, it can be a little intimidating. I mean, imagine getting into a car with somebody every day, knowing that person seated next to you is not only there to teach you, but they are evaluating you on everything.
It's like riding around with your mom and dad.
It's like riding around. I was going to say riding around with my wife, but I'll get in trouble for that.
I didn't go there. I was, but I thought, no, I thought better of that.
That's why I have no hair, because it always gets smacked off. Oh. Anyway, it can be intimidating, yeah. No doubt. But I think our officers do a great job of orienting our new officers to the department, and I can't say it enough. We've got a great, 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 great group of officers, and they're very welcoming. So it's not like a new officer is coming into a cold, sterile environment. Our officers are very welcoming, but at the same time, they have expectations, and they expect the new officers to meet our standards.
Right. We saw some of that, the warm and welcoming side of the police department for the Shop with a Cop. Thank you for allowing us to participate in that. That was great fun. Had a good time.
That's just a fantastic morning. Hats off to Mike Dickinson and Bryce Stone to a little bit of a lesser extent, but nonetheless, those guys did a fabulous job of getting everything together, and you and all the volunteers that helped at Poly Eyes with the wrapping of gifts, and to all the stores in Grinnell and Medicap, what they were able to accomplish through all their customers. I mean, it's just at that time of year, it is so refreshing to see what type of community we live in and how caring and generous this community is. It really is heartwarming.
The community has an opportunity to kind of walk in the shoes, walk the walk a little bit on a small scale. You've got the community
Citizens Police Academy.
Yeah, Citizens Police Academy coming up.
We do. That'll be starting in March. We're accepting applications. You can reach out to Officer Bryce Stone if you have any questions on that. But applications are available at the Public Safety Building, or call and speak with one of the record staff, Wanda or Jan, or they'll get you an application, or leave a message for Bryce and they'll get you an application, or send me an email and I'll get you an application. But it's a great program.
8-week course?
It's 8 weeks. It starts the beginning of March, and I believe it ends the first week of May, week of May.
So it's Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 at the Public Safety Building. You'll do a night of criminal investigations, crime scene. You'll do a night of OWI, where we'll take a couple of CPA graduates and get them a little tipsy so students can...
You know, I'm always available for that, right?
You'd be tough, though.
I've done it before.
You're always a little tipsy. So
well, that's a good test for them to see.
It is.
This guy?
It
is.
Is
he just being normally knucklehead, or is he induced knucklehead?
Just remember, the eyes never lie.
That's what they tell me.
Some great subject material. One of the things that we started doing 2 years ago was we do a night of traffic stops for the conversation that takes place across the country in terms of law enforcement, citizen contacts, and use of force. We do a night of traffic stops, and we try and present scenarios that our officers have actually encountered, and you know, see how the CPA students react to that. Now, obviously, these CPA students haven't received the training that we have, but at the same time, I think it's important for people to see how something innocuous can actually be a key indicator. It reinforces why when we roll up or when we're on a traffic stop or we're on a field stop with somebody, we're control freaks for no other reason than when we're not, people get hurt. So it's a great opportunity. Great opportunity for our officers to meet members of the community. Great opportunity for community members to meet our officers, and for our community to see that we truly have a great group of officers.
Is there a limit to the number of people who can participate?
We usually shoot for that 15 to 20 range. Last year, I think we actually had to cut it off. Last year was a exceptionally good year for attendance. So I'm hoping that those that were not able to do it last year will be able to get into this year's class.
Okay. And there is a process. You do have to apply for this.
There is an application. Right. I mean, it's not overly difficult, but there is an application involved. But I don't recall us ever having any issues where we had to say no to someone. Never say never, but nonetheless,
okay,
not a big deal.
Unless somebody has a felony on their record, probably. Yeah. If they're what we term as the usual suspect, they probably shouldn't be showing up for this, right? You don't want to give them insider tips.
Well, I'm not so. You know, I guess it would be a case by case basis, and I don't know. Maybe by them doing the CPA, maybe it. Show them a new light on things, and they change their ways. More often times than not, their people's conduct is what attracts our attention and causes us to have to engage somebody. That's the fact of the matter, whether they like it or not. Their conduct is attracting our attention. So maybe sitting with us for 8 weeks would turn them around a little bit.
We're talking with Grinnell Police Chief Dennis Riley this morning. This is Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Back right after this.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community on Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151. To explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk with Grinnell Police Chief Dennis Riley. We had a little bit of excitement here with the fire recently.
Yeah.
And, of course, while you were not having to, your officers not having to deal specifically with the incident itself, you had to help assist with keeping the crowds at bay. Because there are people, when they see sirens and fiery and stuff, they all rush to go see what's going on.
Yep.
And I'm as bad as they are. It's human nature.
It is.
That's why we slow down when you go by
it
an
is.
Accident.
Just don't be offended when we tell you you've got to step back here.
Yeah.
I'll never forget out east, probably about 20 years ago, I was part of a emergency medical service team, and we were at the scene of a commercial building fire. And we were, about as close as the people were that were standing on the east side of Main Street during that fire, initially. And all of a sudden, a portion of that building collapsed. And while we were far enough away from the building collapse, unfortunately, it took down a telephone pole in the process that had power lines, and that brought the power lines down. And we literally had to run for our lives. And so yeah, we, our officers and I, we ended up having to push the crowd down here back a little bit. And it's not that we're trying to obscure their view of the action, but you know, you've got, you know, you could potentially have a gas rupture somewhere else in the area.
Well, that's, you know,
there's a whole, and I'm no fireman and I don't pretend to be one, but there's a whole host of things that could go sideways in a New York second. And so, you know, I'm not trying to make a bad situation worse by having innocent people involved. So,
well, and especially with the smoke, you don't know what's in that. What kind? It could be carcinogens. Nope. It could be toxic things in those. You don't know what's going on there.
No.
So, yeah, it's just safety. So, yeah, I understand about that completely.
And hats off to our firemen.
Yep.
Once again, I told Chief Sicard, no Save the Foundation jokes for 6 months after that safe. They did a hell of a job.
Yep.
Hell of a job.
They really did. So kudos to them. And thanks for you to coming in this morning. Be safe out there. Have fun with the budget.
Hey, keep that that glue up top there.
I will. Thank you. That's Grinnell Police Chief Dennis Riley. That's going to do it for this edition of Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. KGR in Grinnell. It's straight up 8 o'clock time for Fox News.
Is there a crisis at the border?